And finally, the UK's Brexit secretary says Britain will face more uncertainty and division if Parliament rejects the exit deal between London and the EU. Stephen Barclay added that Parliament's vote on December 11th will be decisive for British businesses. He noted the government will try hard to gain the support of British lawmakers. Barclay warned that rejecting the Prime Minister's agreement with the European Union will result in leaving the bloc without a deal. The remarks come as Theresa May has admitted the Brexit arrangement for the Irish border will impose restrictions on Britain's trade.
Some restrictions that the backstop would require in relation to trade deals. Notably, we would be applying the common external tariff, but there would be some freedom for us in relation to these matters in terms of trade with other countries around the world. I'm glad that my honourable friend has repeated.
May, however, said her government is forging new economic partnerships outside the EU. She said Britain will boost its economic ties with countries like Canada, Australia, Chile, Japan, and Argentina. Less than 4 months before the Brexit deadline, May's divorce deal with the EU faces serious opposition from both Conservative and Labour parties.